So when you weren't politicking, I understand you mentioned earlier that you did visit the Gay Paris Dinner Club at one time. Wondering what you remember about that place. It sort of almost has a mythic proportion now for those of us who are too
Well, you
young
could
to
bring your
remember.
own bottle.
And they
You
were
know, they call
bottle
it.
clubs.
That's right.
And was that always the case?
Yeah, I think so.
And
Or
what
was
was
it just that you snuck your own bottle in? Maybe they did sell those. I think they did, but a lot of people snuck it in.
I know it's pretty standard for these places not to have licenses, and then you'd have to bring your own
Yeah.
bottle in a brown bag in.
Yeah.
And what kind of atmosphere was there? Was it a
It was
bright and
an
lively,
upbeat place.
very upbeat? So respectable, or
Well,
was
they
it?
catered to a lot of weddings and stuff as well. It's been in that club. They catered a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
I got to know the owner.
And what happened at the Gay Paris? It was dinner and dancing, bands,
Yeah, and then a lot of wedding
weddings.
reception, as Orv says. It was a respectable club.
Were there some unrespectable ones in town?
Yeah.
Where were they?
Yeah, what were they?
Where they were dives. They and what you didn't find in Burnaby, you went to Vancouver.
Do you remember the wooden barrel in Edmonds?
Oh, never heard of the wooden barrel.
In Verdonald? The wooden barrel in Edmonds in Burnaby? Was there for years? Do you remember?
And how about the flame?
That's right.
The flame.
The Flame
That
Supper
rings a
Club.
bell.
It's on the flame square above. I remember that one.
I also heard of something called the Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove.
Some of these were on Marine
That
Drive.
was on Marine Drive. There was also, you probably know about this, Eric, there was a place called the Chicken Coop.
I have not heard of the Chicken Coop.
You've not heard of the Chicken
No.
Coop? That's where that famous American singer was discovered. You've been to the Chicken Coop. Chester's been to the Chicken Coop. The guy that ran the Chicken Coop only ran it not on a regular basis. He lived on the premises, and it was an actual chicken coop that he put into a dance club.
Yeah.
And
And we had our strike headquarters out
you
here.
had your strike headquarters at the Chicken
Oh.
Coop. That's right.
What else did people in Burnaby do for recreation? I know there were some bowling alleys and some movie theater houses.
Curling, I was interested in coming from the prairies. Curling rinks were going up.
Oh, curling.
Curling,
Was there
right.
one in Burnaby though?
That's South Burnaby. That's the South Burnaby Club.
Where was it, Doc?
Across from the Municipal Hall.
Oh, okay.
We used to have our Bonsfields there, Harvard Bonsfields.
Burnaby Winter Club. Oh yeah, the Burnaby Winter
Oh, the
Club.
Winter Club. Now
On
that's where it is now.
yeah,
Oh, yeah. I
that's it.
think it went in mid-50s anyway,
Yeah.
56 or
Yeah.
something. So maybe, Donna, I'll let you sort of finish off with a comment of looking back at moving to Burnaby and spending, I guess, a good part of your life living in Burnaby. Was it a good place to be, even in those early times, and what made it a good place?
It was always labor-oriented, and there were certain elements that were labor-oriented. And I described myself as a Peter Parker socialist. I'd started to get when I got married, I started to get active.
Mm-hmm.
And be there when it counted.
Well, thanks very much, Don, for taking the time to remember some of Burnaby's earlier years following the war.